The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Shout a loud hallelujah. Shout a thunderous hallelujah. Correct mentality for rewardable stewardship, part 2. Correct mentality for rewardable stewardship, part 2. We are on our running series for the month on kingdom stewardship. And I know that this morning, God will definitely bless someone in the name of Jesus. You can also call it correct mindset. And I'll just do a brief rundown in 7 minutes of what I taught in the first service. I might not be able to go through everything, but I'll just touch it just a little bit for the benefit of those who were not in the first service. What is your mindset, or what is a mentality? Your mindset or your mentality is your way of thinking, your thought pattern. The way you think, the way you reason is your mentality. And your mentality is very important in your stewardship. Your mentality is very, very crucial to rewardable stewardship. This is because everything in life starts from your thoughts. In fact, there's a general saying, they say your thought determines your lot. Your thought, your lot. Your lot is your thought. It's a product of your thoughts. There is no human being that can be greater than his thinking. You can't think one thing and become another thing. You can't think failure and become success. Neither can you become successful thinking like a failure. Your mentality determines your level of reward in the service of God. Why is correct mentality or correct mindset so important for rewardable stewardship? In the first service, I took my text from Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 12. But in the second service, I'll take my text from Proverbs 23, verse 7. Proverbs 23, verse 7. For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Now, why is correct mentality so important for rewardable stewardship? Life in God's kingdom answers to your mindset. Your life in the kingdom of God answers to your thinking. In fact, there's a general saying, they say, God has given us mind or given us ability to think so that we can allow him to rest. We can't be going to God for everything. There are some things you have to think about it on his own. It's not God that told me the suit I'm to wear this morning. I thought of it that this is the color of suit that I should wear this morning, and this and that. Not that God will come and tell you this is what to do. God will tell you, oh yeah, remove your shoe. Oh yeah, wear your socks. Oh yeah, go and barb your hair. Oh yeah, you must have your own. God has given you ability to think. Your thinking answers your kingdom. Your walk in God's kingdom answers to your mindset. Number two, important fact about rewardable stewardship is that whosoever or whatsoever controls your mindset controls your life. And the first service, I told them extensively about how people do adverts to control our lives. Sometimes you'll be on the internet browsing. Another advert that you did not solicit for, that is not godly, will just pop up. What are they trying to do? They want to control your mind. You'll be driving on the road and you'll see all sorts of things on the billboard. That's why we as Christians, we must not stop advertising Jesus. So that the devil will not outshine the kingdom of God. True believers' laziness, inability to walk. Number three, correct mindset or mentality for rewardable stewardship is that your mind is what God looks at and not your face. God looks at your mind and not your face. Okay? Your mindset determines the extent of your stewardship, and your mindset can decorate your stewardship or pollute your mind. So that's. And your mind follows what is important to you. I spoke on all this in the first service. If you were not around, please get the CD from the media department or from the resource department outside. It will not be on the internet, too. It will not be on the internet. It will be available with the media for you to get it. examples of wrong mindset, which I looked at in the first service, is I'm working for pastors, or I'm working for the church. I'm working for pastors, or I'm working for the church. It's a wrong mindset. I'm working for the pastor. I'm working for my HOD. I've been working for the HOD since she's not even appreciating me. You are not working for HOD. You are working for God. Your HOD cannot reward you. None of you here can reward me for the work I do here. You can't. There's nothing you can give me that can reward me for the work I do here. It's impossible. Because it cannot be valued in monetary terms. How do you value? What do you value? Do you use to value 1 year fasting? 1 year from January to December. Only 2 weeks of not fasting. 1 year from January to December, fasting every day. What money do you compensate for such? You can't value it. It is God that you are serving that will reward, not human being. If you wait for human being reward, you will wait in eternity. Hello. Number two, wrong mindset is I can do it the way it pleases me. At least this is the way I'm a graduate. I went to university, I went to police, so nobody can direct me. Whatever I feel like, I do. Whenever I feel like entering the church, I enter the church. Whenever I feel like exiting, I exit. I am a man of myself. I'm a woman of myself. You can't serve God like that. God has rules and regulations. And they are situated in the Word of God. For us to know what to do per time, we can't do it the way we have. This is our code of conduct. Somebody say code of conduct. This is our code of conduct. He shows us what to do. Bible says that the word of God is profitable for doctrine, for correction, and for reproof in righteousness. Doctrine, correction, reproof in righteousness. Four things embedded here. Number three, wrong mindset is I don't have time to serve God. I don't have time. I'm very busy. I'm a lawyer. I'm a banker. I'm a businessman. I don't have time. Today, by tomorrow morning now, I'm in Abuja. From Abuja, I'm going to Port Harcourt. From Port Harcourt, I'm going to Zambia. From Zambia, I'm going to Kenya. From Kenya, I don't have the time. It's only poor people that serve God. It's all a function of wrong thinking. It's all a function of wrong mindset. And in the first service, I looked at some correct mindsets that will help us as believers. Number one, I said, possess an appointment mentality. See God as a person. Okay, so I said first, God first mentality. God first mentality. That is, see God as number one. Matthew 6 verse 33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and every other thing shall be added unto you. Let God be number one. Don't finish spending your money before you remember God. Don't squander your time before you say, oh, it's 11 o'clock. I've not even prayed today. For the past 3 days, I've not read my Bible. No, that's not how to live a good life. God first. In your decisions, God first. Will God be happy with the decision I want to make? This thing I want to do, will God be happy with it? God first. Somebody say God first. Number two, I talked about is to have an appointment mentality. See yourself as being under God's appointment with an appointment letter. In fact, kingdom stewardship is spiritual appointment. The one you collected in your place of work is a physical appointment, which they can redraw the paper. But this spiritual appointment is an eternal appointment, and it is the most rewardable stewardship. Nobody can ever do it and not be fully rewarded. The other one is good, but it's temporary. This one is eternal. Massive. Number three, kind of correct mentality that I talked about in the first service is the mindset of being chosen. And I gave us 3A, 3B, 3C. You remember very well? I said you have the mindset of being chosen. Chosen to do what? Chosen to praise. I don't need to look at the outline because the message is in my heart already. So I can preach without even the outline. But thank you for that outline. Chosen to serve. Chosen to represent God on earth. Chosen to intercede. Chosen to work for the growth and the development of the work of God. If you can live your life like this, you will not struggle again. You see yourself that the reason why God created you is to serve Him. You see yourself as the reason why you are on earth is to praise God. That is the most important reason. You see yourself as an ambassador. Someone say ambassador. I can't hear you. Please let your response be loud and clear. Ambassador. Oh, is it the face? Some people are wearing face mask. Maybe the face mask is not allowing you to speak well. Ambassador. That is a representative. Matthew chapter 5 verse 16. Let your light so shine before all men that they might see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. That is, you are representing God. That when men will see you, it's like they have seen God. That is the solution to their problem. He chose you to praise Him, to serve Him. He chose you to be an intercessor, to pray for others. Friends, this is the best way to live your life. This is the best way to live your life. Correct mentality. And this correct mentality always rewards, always brings about reward. You will not miss your reward. I say you will not miss your reward. Well, this is the second service. And I'll be showing us more correct mentality that will help you and I to become better. Number four, mentality that will help us is to possess a joint venture mindset. Or a partnership mindset. John chapter 8 verse 29. He that sent me is with me. The Father had not left me alone. And I do always those things that please Him. A joint venture mindset is a partnership mindset. That is, you are working with God in partnership and together. And you must share from the benefits of whatever He has to offer. Your work is not just for nothing. He is with you and you are with Him like partners. Someone say partners. Someone say partners. You are with Him as partners. And the partnership with God is the asset of man. You must know He loves you and is involved in you. That is, you are not sufficient of yourself. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 5. Not sufficient. Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God. We can't do it on our own. Our partnership with God is what makes us who we are. You have the mentality that what you are doing, you are not alone. So you can't run on your own. You can't do things on your own. God must be involved because He is your partner. And because He's your partner, He will not allow you to be put to shame. He will not allow you to die. He will not allow your children to die. He will not allow evil to befall you. Why? You are in partnership with Him. While I was praying for the people that led the choir this morning, that led the praise, the two guys this morning, early this morning, when they came to see me, I told them, I said, did you pray very well? He said, we have prayed. I said, it's okay. And I also prayed for them. Because anything you want to do and you prepare very well and you pray very well, you are already in partnership with God. Then automatically you must have good results. But when you live a casual life, wake up on your own, you do your business on your own without any inquiry from God, you travel when you like, you do anything on your own, you are a man of yourself, then you have left God. God doesn't force Himself on us. If you call Him into the partnership, He will come. He said, draw near unto, James chapter 4, verse 8. Draw near unto me, I will also draw near unto you. God doesn't force Himself into a partnership with you. If you draw near to Him, He will also draw near to you. May God give us understanding. I say, may God give us understanding. On the day you become a partner with God, you are settled. You are made. At least your life is such that you are in partnership with your Maker. You are made. And that's why the devil brings so much distractions for us to make us feel as if God is not irrelevant again. We are now in modern times. Why do you need to give yourself so much stress about God, 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 God? You see, forget it. And it takes this big G God from us and give us small, small G gods, small, small things that should be pursuing us. We now start pursuing them. Somebody's mentality will be corrected this morning in Jesus' name. I say somebody's mentality will be corrected this morning in Jesus' name. When God is with you, you access sufficiency against deficiency. When God is with you, you access sufficiency against deficiency. Because you are partners with God. Friends, when the pandemic was very tough, I was telling the pastors last night during the pastor's prayer, I said, I interacted with some pastors, especially recently, and I discovered that many churches were struggling during the pandemic. But let me tell you something, this church never struggled. We were doing major construction work during the pandemic. If you go to the back, you see we have reconstructed toilets. We brought down the whole building. We reconstructed the old building there. We put decking. Then we took it up to create new offices for pastors, to create other offices that we will need for our operations, to create toilets and all that. We placed, there was no decking there before everything went on. Palliative three times. So when we were shouting, this one, we did not feel it. We did not even know that there was any, because we were in partnership and we are still in partnership with God. What a sweet way to live a new life. We did not even know that that was going on. The only thing was that people were not coming to church to worship. But the operation of the church was going, our staff salary, a pastor told me, said, since March till last month, their staff salary, they never paid one naira to staff. We never owed our staff one naira from the time the church was shut down till now. Partnership. Once you are in partnership with God, you can't be frustrated. You can't be disappointed. You can't be dilapidated. It's a new day for you. I say it's a new day for you. It's a new day for you. It's a new day for you. So, partnership with God is so important. And my prayer is that God will help you. We are number one now. Sorry? Some people are saying six, some people are saying five. Number six is possess a sower's mindset. Sower. Galatians chapter 6 verse 7. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he reap. Have the mentality that you are sowing and that you will eventually reap. Whatever it is you are doing in the work of God, it's like seed sowing. And whether it's praying or fasting or whatever it is, you are sowing a seed, and this seed will germinate. You see, when a farmer is sowing a seed, he looks like a fool. Hello, are you with me this morning? I want to feel you. I'm not. Is the message too harsh? Is it too hard for you? Is it like a bone or, you know? Because many of us, we just like messages of God bless you, God bless you, God give you money. But these are essential messages for our spiritual growth. God doesn't forget us. In Hebrews chapter 6 verse 10, God is not an unrighteous God to forget your labor. He will never forget your labor. He is a God that loves you. He said, for God is not unrighteous to forget your work. Can you see that? Everybody look at the screen. God is not unrighteous to forget your work. Someone say one. And your labor, someone say two. I know you can't labor and not know. Women that have gone to labor room here, they know what I'm talking about. My wife has gone there four times, and I was there that four times. I was in the place inside the room those four times. Her eyes almost come out of the socket. I saw it. It's not that me. They told me later that this was how she delivered. I was inside the four times. I stood like this. Oh yeah, be doing it. Let me see what is going on. But I'm surprised that after seeing that, after four times, we should have stopped. Praise God. God is not unrighteous to forget your work and your labor of love, which you have shown towards his name, in that you have ministered to the saints and did minister. Also, you can open 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 58. Be steadfast. Be unmovable. Always abounding in the work. For ye know. Somebody say, for ye know. For ye know that your labor is not in vain. 1 Corinthians 15, 58. Somebody say, I know that my labor in God's house is not in vain. Only laborers qualify for it. So you must keep sowing. Not that you sow 2016, you walk in God's house 2016, but 2020, you suddenly become a big man. You suddenly became a big man. That's not how to walk in permanent reward. Because if you are working in an organization and you are being paid in that organization, once you stop your services, the employer will not credit your account again. Immediately you withdraw your service. I was working in a particular organization some years ago, a very big financial institution with one big logo like this. And after I resigned, when this work was about to start, I eventually left the place. I now forgot something. I wanted to go and check something the following day on my system. I couldn't access again. They have already removed my name from the password. My password was already deleted, was deactivated. I said, just last night I left here. This morning, just 8 o'clock, I'm here. They say, immediately I knew that services, I just packed my something. I left. That's the same way with God. If you are working for God, you are being blessed. If you are working for God, He's blessing you. And he say, honestly, all this, wahala. It's true. What they are saying on the internet is very true. Why do we want to be giving ourselves problems? Why do we want to stress ourselves? Why do we want to give? Am I the one that wrote the Bible? Hebrews 6 verse 10. Am I the one that wrote the Bible? 1 Corinthians 15 verse 58. Be steadfast. Be unmovable. When you say something is unmovable, oh yeah, well, it's unmovable. You are just standing like this. Always abounding in the work, for ye know, because of your mentality, that your labor is not in vain. Let your mindset be a sower's mindset. I am sowing, I will reap. I'm working for God, I will soon get what He will give to me. My children will eat out of what I'm doing in the house of God. I'm working for God, I will not be wasted in life. I'm working for God. I'm driving the bus, I cannot lack my own car. I am sweeping the house of God. My house, my life cannot be dirty. Hello. I am carrying other people's children. How will I ever lack children? I am praying for others. How will I be a prayer project? Amen. That's how to think. You have to think right so that you don't stink in life. Think right. Think so that you don't stink. Everyone that wants to be enlisted for reward must be a sower continually. Anyone, boy, girl, male, female, that wants to be enlisted for reward must be a man or woman that is constantly sowing, never eager to retire. It's not in a hurry to retire. At 30 years, they've already retired. They started serving God when they enter university at 16. By 30, just 14 years, they have retired. I'm tired. I'm already tired. Tired of what? Our fathers and our mothers in the Lord are so many who are still alive. Even some of our parents that are not even pastors, they are still serving God. Actively. One of our beloved pastors here was telling us one day when he was preaching, he said his father is on the altar, just like he is on the altar now, preaching. So why would we now be tired? A sower's mentality is important to being enlisted among those to be rewarded. Don't envy anybody. Don't say, we don't even know how they are doing it. Are they using me? How are they using them? What is happening to them? How come? Everybody is not making it. They are still making it. This is the secret. Sower's mentality. Constantly engage. their hands are not folded, and seeing the work of God dilapidated, they are looking for something. Is there something I can do here? Is there anything I can do? Is there any department that needs help I can work? Then the rewarder suddenly shows up. Today, your own rewarder will show up. I say your own rewarder will show up. Anyway, you might not be able to say a good amen now, but if you take a good step and you change your thinking and you start working from tomorrow, by the time I pray that kind of prayer next week Sunday, you will say a good amen, because you know that from Monday to Sunday you engage yourself. But when we don't engage ourselves, we only come to church on Sundays alone. Then God might not be able to do all that we are trusting Him for. But for you, God will give you the grace to get that right mentality in Jesus' name. Number 7, correct mentality and mindset for reward in this kingdom is possess the mindset of a runner, somebody who is running. In 1 Corinthians 9, verse 24 to 26, Apostle Paul was speaking there. In 1 Corinthians chapter 9, say, know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize, so run that you might receive, that you might obtain. And everyone that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they that do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible crown. Can you see that? I therefore so run. Somebody say so run. So run, not as uncertainly. So fight I, not as one that beateth the air. My running or walking in God's house is not as a stupid person. 1 Corinthians 9 verse 24. Know ye not that all that run in a race run all, but one obtained the prize. So run. Running means you are actively engaged. That is, you have the mentality that this is a race. You won't be here for life. You have to do something for God. You have to do something. You have to key yourself into the work of God. Only those who are running can be winning. Hebrews chapter 12 verse 1 and 2. If you are not running, you can't be winning. If you are not, he said, wherefore seeing we also are compassed with a great cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and sin which doth easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Run. Don't be tired. Don't be weak. Run. Then looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Run. Somebody say run. You must have the mentality. This relaxed mentality cannot get us into reward. You are late. And you are still counting your steps. You are late. You are on appointment. Spiritual appointment. Yet, for one reason or the other, you are late. And then you just walk like this. Hello. You are already late. I can't imagine greeting somebody when I'm already late. I can't imagine it. I'm already late for the appointment in my spiritual assignment. And then I say, hello, your hair is very good, though. You barb your hair well, though. That's very, very good. How is everything? How was your one bear yesterday? Okay, very good. You didn't serve rice there. Is that what you are talking about? You must possess a runner's mentality. There's a race before you, and you will only win if you're a runner. Don't be at ease. Because if you are at ease, you can be eased out. Amos 6 verse 1. Woe to him that is at ease in Zion. The Bible says, anybody that is in Zion that is at ease, oh boy, there's no wildlife. Let us give ourselves. Shall we not go to church for many months and we did not die? You know, that's the thinking of some people. We did not go to church for anything. We did not die. So, what's the big deal? What's the big deal there? Those who are engaged and those who are not engaged, they will soon see the big deal. They will soon see the big deal. If somebody is drinking alcohol and you say, this alcohol is not good, stop it. And somebody else is eating good food and taking vitamins, it is not the day you said that alcohol is not good that the person will have problem. Hello? Are you getting what I'm saying this morning? It's not the day you say, I stop this smoking now. This thing is not good. It's not the day you say. It might not even be 1 year. It might not even be 10 years. But one day will be one day. that thing will have a side effect. So abandoning God and not having a runner's mentality, and some are running, initially you look like a fool. Somebody faces his own career, he doesn't care about God, only my work, my office, my boss, my chairman, my MD, my D's, my executive director, my group managing director. That's the only thing that is on their mind. Somebody else is always serving God. Somebody else is always worshiping God. He's doing his career, he's doing that, because he understands the scripture very well. Romans 12 verse 11, not slothful in business, but fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Romans 12, 11. He understands the Bible very well. Because you are serving God doesn't mean that you will not be serious with your work. That's not what I'm saying. But to a level whereby you shove God aside, and then you take only your career, your business, or your children alone, is a risk. How can we now use the gifts that God has given to us and use it against Him? My prayer for you is that you will not be put to shame. I say you will not be put to shame. I say you will not be put to shame. I say you will not be put to shame. You will not retire in an untimely manner. Years ago, maybe about 8 or more or 10 years ago, quite some years now, I was in the UK briefly, and the person I stayed with, somebody who was very close to me in those days when we were still in a particular ministry, and the person used to be very fervent, and I was surprised when I saw this person in the UK, very cold. I said, what's going on? He said, I'm married now. I wonder, this person was an on fire person. Don't tell those kind of stories. They stink. Honestly, I wish. It's a matter of choice. If you choose God, you will create the time. My father in the Lord, Bishop David Oyedepo, said a story some time ago. He said, somebody asked him in an interview, say, where do you have time to read despite your busy schedule? He said, where do you have time to eat? He said, the way you have time to eat is the same I have time to read. Anything that is important to you, you create time for it. If God is important to you, you create time for Him. If God is not important to you, you create time for other things. So wake up in your spirit. Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up in your spirit. Wake up in your spirit. Wake up. Don't tell the story of when you were fervent. Now is what we are talking about. Be agile. Rise up. Let your spirit rise. Let new fire be awakened in your spirit for the work of God. And then you have entered our class. The class whereby reward is now pursuing you. Not that you are pursuing reward. The reward is pursuing you. Hiya. May the Lord give us understanding. Friday night, we normally have vigils with some of our prayer team. But this Friday, because of all that is going on, vigils are not yet allowed. I was on my way home when I said, if general vigil is not allowed, I can do the vigil. I can do it. I can pray for the people. So I came here alone. Gate was locked. And got the security man to open the gate. Engage extensively into the night. Nobody was here to say, we're done. We're done, sir. Let's jam our hands together to appreciate Father and the Lord for this message. Nobody was there. So your secret labor, your secret sowing, according to Matthew 6 verse 6, you pray in secret, then He will reward you openly. You were sleeping. We were engaging for you. So when the reward comes, your own testimony comes, our own reward also comes. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up! Because as God liveth, you will be enlisted among those that God will bless this time. I say you'll be enlisted among those that God will bless this time. Runner's mentality is fundamental to a person getting the best in the race. And it will surely yield returns. Running for God's work. Running to Riaza. Running to do the work of God. You are in a hurry. Not that you are in a hurry for other things, but when it comes to the work of God, you become so sluggish. I'm just tired. Let me tell you, if you are doing God's work and suddenly you become tired, take a fast. Just take like 7 days or 3 days fast. And then you are blowing tongues mercilessly. After that 3 days, your spirit will come alive. Because you must be engaged to qualify for his reward. You must be engaged. You must be alert. You must be alive. You can't be a living dead now. You can't be alive yet. Your spiritual life is all on fire. No! So, wake up. Because among those that God will reward, you and your family shall be the number one. I say, you and your family shall be the number one. I say, you and your family shall be the number one. Let me hear you say a big amen. Let me hear you say a big amen. You and your family shall be the number one. As I round up, the work of God has guaranteed returns on the seed you placed in the ground. There is guarantee. I've invested in the past in some organizations that they never gave me dividend till now. No dividend. They said the company, this one had problem, the shares crash. This, but God's work, you can't do it and then there will not be guarantees return. In conclusion, number two, note, number one, it guarantees returns. Number two, you cannot make losses when you sow seed into God's work. When you are working for God, when you are doing something for your maker, you can't say, I now work for God, and now make loss. It is impossible. God will not allow it that I made loss while serving God. Impossible. Yet, he cannot give you profit for not doing anything. Because profit is a function of inputs or labor. Number three, note that there is an unending dividend for your input. The dividend of your labor is not something that we stop. It will keep coming. It will keep coming. It will keep coming. It will keep. Some of you, what you are doing now, laboring now, you get your reward this month. Some people will get it 1 year. Some people will get. But the reward must come. It must come. You know, in the finance world, there are various types of investments. There's what we call short-term investment. There's what we call long-term investment. There are some investments they call treasury bills. Every one of them have different tenor. That's the same way the work of God is. There are some things you will do now. By the time you get home, you get the reward. That my beloved son said he got a business and he didn't want to pay his tithe. And as he did that, you know, God, he just went home. And by the time he got home, he got three times. That one is an instant reward. There are some investment you will give or you will do that 1 year from now, you might not even get any investment. It's still growing. It's still growing. It's still growing. By the time the thing will come out, everybody will see it. Your secret labor in God's house, very, very soon, everybody will see the reward. Say a big amen. Say a big amen. Say a louder amen. Say a louder amen. Well, you know the beauty of this thing? It's a function of choice. You have heard the word. The word has been sowed into your spirit. The next thing is to take action. If you wait on it, you wait till next Sunday to act on it, it can go. But immediately, you begin to act on it. Improve your prayer life. Improve your participation in departmental work. Improve your giving to God's work. Improve every other area of your assignment. Then your name that was deleted before from the reward list will suddenly appear there. I will not be surprised if by end of this year, many of you here, your life has turned around minimum 7 times. I will not be surprised because of the way you are serving God now. I will not be surprised if by the end of this year, you are already gloriously married. I will not be surprised. I will not be surprised if you are doing, if you, you'll be doing your own, you'll be opening your house this year. I will not be surprised. I will not be surprised. I will not be surprised. Because sowers always eventually become reapers. May the Lord help us in Jesus' name. Say a big amen. Well, anybody blessed this morning? If you are blessed, give Jesus a big clap. It's worthy of our praise. Is that the best you can do? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.